Blog Talk Radio. And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah. Live Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, Seer Israel. Oh, Seed Roy. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. And we are in what the world called today. This is the month they have gave the children of Israel. Well, they don't call you children of Israel, they call you other names. This is your month that they have given you to reflect back on your history. So remember one thing, this is a month for you to reflect back on your history. But we will take it with another perspective as the lesson unfolds. All right, let's throw it on the international side and see what's going on the international side and see who we're ready to deal with tape number 54. And we see one thing, all the slots are filled, and that's 195 international countries that have logged into this broadcast. And you know what? That's a good thing. And what's flashing out of New York, New York City, 162-093. 162-493. So we're going to go bring our elder in, and he's going to tell you all about the broadcast. And the same token, he'll spread the books out, but you have to kind of do a little bit of overtime in this broadcast. So we're going to show you why you're the elder, and also why that you can play all the hands, no doubt about it. All right, elder, so got to spread your books out too. We're going to get a whole lot of things on the table. We don't know what we're going to get on the table, but what we're going to do, we're going to bring the elder in. He's going to tell you we bring this broadcast, and then I'll bid and spread a little books and see can we get a little bit more out of it too. This is all about Seed Ray. So one thing about it, Yahuwah's word got to go forward, and that's what we're about, Yahuwah's word. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tears, I bid you there, Seed Ray.
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, of Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah the Elder. Well, one thing about it, we know it is what it is, but what I can say about Tape 54, 195 international countries is logged in. We got to represent all over the world, and what's flashing is 162-493. You take it from there, 162-493. Take your time while we get ourselves warmed up and take care of tape number 54. You on the clock, come up.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. It looks like we have another good turnout of members that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. 162,493 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And as you said, that's a good thing. Sometimes these numbers get so large, it's almost hard to pronounce. But we know that we all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening, they never understand. They came to see things in the Bible that most of us can see, and some looking can never find. Generally, it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. We're going to speak on that a little bit. This is why the words of Yahuwah makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because I've said many times before, by ignoring the scriptures, you'll find there are many of those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching and overly loud bump the gums contest for their righteous learning. Just like it tells us, the Yahuwah of this whole world, Oh, boy, he's really something. The Yahuwah of the whole wide world. He's described in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. 4 says, "And whom the Yahuwah of this world had blinded the minds of them which believed not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Yahuwah the Son, who is in the image of Yahuwah, should shine bright unto them." You know, sometimes even reading that verse, some people pull it out and say, "Oh, that's Yahuwah himself." Well, don't let Satan the devil fool you. This is described right here. And this confusion that we see, it comes from what we see and hear. That's described in, also in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 and 15. Let's see how this makes any sense here. Verse 13, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Yahuwah the Son." Uh-oh, better take note. 14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel, minister spirit of light. 15, "Therefore it is no great thing if his minister spirits also be transformed into ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." And I think many listening should take note on that, because this describes a big thing. Because you got many people out there that, like I said before, use that loud bump of gums for righteous learning, pulling you the wrong way. This is why we, the doers of Yahuwah's word, follow his righteous teachings. Because he told us in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. 12 says, "For the eyes of Yahuwah are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahuwah is against them that do evil." 13, "And who is he that will harm you, if you be followers of that which is good?" Well, there's a lot of us out there that come for the good of Yahuwah's word. We can see that by the numbers. Most of us come, commend it, add on to it. And some cast the same word we listen to behind their backs. Not a good thing for others learning the word of Yahuwah. These are what we call raven wolves and sheep clothing, as mentioned in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 15. They come just to see who's all attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking, spreading rumors of non-Yahuwah things. And I know many listening have seen just as much as I. These are the people that have to realize we're here for one reason, and that's not who sits on your left or sits on your right, to spread rumors, but that's to teach the word of Yahuwah. Because without proper teaching, we get into another problem we haven't thought about. We meet the blind who leads the blind. As mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse number 14. 14 says, "Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into a ditch." This is how you get away from the Bible precepts and also the Sabbath days, and to your own double-minded speeches. Even on the Sabbath days, you have to remember, this is the righteous day of Yahuwah, but we all have to take heed. I look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. 23 says, "But the foolish and unlearned question and avoid knowing, they do gentle stifes." 24, "And the servant of the Yahuwah must not stifle, but be gentle unto all men and women, apt to teach, patience." This is what we do on this program each and every time we come to Yahuwah's ministry. We're told in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9, see what we're told. 9 says, "Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools." And that's true. That's mostly where you get your loud bump of gums from. In 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 7 says, "Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the word of the Yahuwah, all the righteous acts of the Yahuwah, which he did unto you and your fathers." You know, I mentioned this to someone the other day. The righteous acts only mentioned twice in the Bible. And they did pull that scripture up. That was a good thing. I gave them 100% on their scorecard. Because it's told us in the book of Sirach, chapter 21, verse 15, if a skillful man or woman hears a wise word, he or she will commend it and add unto it. But soon as one of no understanding hears, it displeases him or her, and he or she casts it behind their back. Well, we've seen that also. And that's not a good thing. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 9, it says, give instruction to a wise man, and he or she will yet get wiser. Teach just a man or woman, and he or she will increase their learning. We do that. We open a book, and we break the scriptures down each and every broadcast, asking you to keep the scriptures in mind so that you can learn the words of Yahuwah. Learning these words is mentioned in the book of St. John, for those who have taken notes. Chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So you know these scriptures make you wise. They make you wise in spiritual decisions, at home, how to take care of your loved ones. The Bible mentions all that. We can look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, going to verses 14 to 16. 14 says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and but assured of knowing, and whom thou hast learned them. 15, that from a child thou hast known the righteous scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto the salvation through the faith or covenant which is in Yahuwah the Son. 16, all scriptures is given by inspiration of Yahuwah and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof and correction, for instructions in righteousness. That's why we always use the Bible to interpret the Bible, asking you to try to precept that verse or precept the Bible. Because in Psalms, when you look at 119, verses 98 to 100, well, we'll just go with 98. I think that's enough for the listening members. 98 says, do thy commandments has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. And that's true. We know that for a fact. And this is why we're here for you, reaching out our hand. Welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We always come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. I've said many times you have to look no further, but now you have found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. And the current time for that class is running from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. So the temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices. On the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you do that, when you click enter, you'll see a big line. One of the choices you will see is tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device you possibly might see menu. But again, after choosing that, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. You know, I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the helpfuls we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, we have a calendar. Don't forget to check that calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. Just open up any search engine, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribe. That spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. You know, we also have a few numbers that you can righteously call. But you have to remember, you can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created in this life to do. Remember that when you call. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. That's right, any particular 12 programs you desire can be put on a DVD by calling that number. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Well, you'll find today is another day for the Word of Yahuwah. And doing that, nothing has changed except the number of people that come to hear Yahuwah's Word. And I always mention that's a good thing, even this year. Those that come, commend it, add unto it, and then some casting that same word behind their back. One here the favorite verses in the Bible, taking them another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, deceptive listeners, and the page flippers, looking like they're paying attention but are completely lost when they're called to speak. As I said before, time is not in our favor. You have to remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's it of all possible. Anyone ever says they've done more, they just lie. So at this time, so we can do the words of Yahuwah and all that is possible, keep your Bibles open. I'm going to pass our program back over to our seer Israel. I'm getting ready to take me some notes too. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. They ought to also take the notes, change that battery because you kind of, in that microphone, you kind of start breaking up a little bit. And that's a great thing. And we're going to see if we get something going on another episode for our 54. And we'll check on the panel. And matter of fact, we'll look for one of the moles out of Camp 1. And we'll bring the mother in. And we just pull a few things and finish. Got a lot of memos on the table. Got a lot of memos, but, you know, this is a... beginning of February month. And a lot of statements are going to be made while you watch and keep your eyes on the prize and all that good stuff. So we're going to see if we take a look at a few things along the way and how they twist things around. We don't know how it's going to go. But one thing we're going to do, we're going to find Mother E, and we're going to put on the panel for tonight's episode, part number 54, by saying, Mother E, tribe of Yahda Judah, got my beat to that scene right.
Yahweh bless you, still Israel, of C. Roy, and Ruth Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother E. Well, we got another episode of tape number 54. So we're going to roll back over to the elders, and we're going to see can the elders spread that book out and look at that Luke 12 real carefully. Elders, can you bring that out in grand style in that? Elder Mr. Tibbs, see, can you look right at Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and just holler in that microphone, Elder, we're going to see if we get something going on. You don't know which way you want to go after we find out what on the table. Elder Mr. Tibbs, Luke chapter 12, verse 12, let's see what it say there, Elder, come out.
Luke chapter 12, verse number 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
You know, and I believe that, Elder. I know the righteous spirit do all that. The righteous spirit do teach us. And guess what? And something else do teach us, too. We got something else that might do a little teaching. You know, never know. We'll find out. Let's go to Elder Mr. Tibbs. Let's see if we find what you titled. Go to Titus for a minute. Now you said a righteous spirit also teaches. And that's a great thing. Let's find out what else teaches us a little bit. Let's run to Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Now that's pretty interesting. The righteous spirit will teach us in that very same hour. But what else that we can read is a teacher that we can read by going to Titus 2, verse 11 and 12. Hey, yo, holler that microphone a little bit on Titus 2, 11 and 12. Let's find out what else is a teacher. Titus 2, 11 and 12, you on the clock, come up.
Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and verse number 12. 11 says, for the grace of Yahweh that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men. 12, teaching us that denying unyahwehliness and unworldly lust, we should be soberly righteous and yahwehly in this present world.
Wait a minute. The righteous spirit would teach us. Now we got another word that we just stumbled up on is a teacher. What is that word we just stumbled up on is also is a teacher? Bring that back in verse 11 again now. Read that verse 11 one more time, because you just made a profound statement based upon being a teacher. We found out in Luke chapter 12, verse 12, the righteous spirit will teach us in that very same hour. And now we just stumbled up on something else as a teacher. And let's go back to Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12 again and find out what else is a teacher. Titus 2, 11 and 12. Let's talk about it there, Elder, come on.
Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. Verse 11, for the grace of Yahweh that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men. 12, teaching us that denying unyahwehliness and unworldly lusts, we should be soberly righteously and yahwehly in his present world. This present world.
So we just found out that Yahweh's righteousness would teach us in the same hour. then we find out that Paul is telling Timothy, the grace will teach you in the same hour. Now, I'm very confused on that. I mean, I'm not confused on it, but the world is, because they teach grace mean that everything that been, we up on the grace now, but we just find out from the righteous spirit will teach you and grace will teach you. That's a big talk of them. Let's run to Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 8 down to 10, Elder. We're going to take a look at something along the way of taking a look at something. Now we're going to find out something that now the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. Then we went to Titus 2:11 and 12, and we found out that grace will teach you in the same hour. So grace will teach you too. But grace teach righteousness. Ain't that something? Grace bring back to your remembrance righteousness. Is you catching that? Grace brings back righteousness. So that's the key word right there. So let's see what we're working with in Ephesians chapter. Now Paul is sent to a northern kingdom, and he found northern kingdom out there in such a land. And now this is what he says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 down to verse 10. What do you say there? What we can read, J.O.? Mr. Tibbs, come up.
Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 11 to verse number 10. 8 says.
Well, starting at verse 8 down to verse 10. I'll pick it up in Ephesians 2, verse 8 down to verse 10, Elder.
I got it. Verse number 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of Yahuwah. 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Yahuwah the Son, unto works which Yahuwah the Father had before ordained that we should walk in them.
Hey, that's big. Talk about that. Now, wait a minute. You got a whole lot in that. Now, let's go back and we're going to take our time and put a little more audio in there, Elder, because the bottom line is we got three words in here now. We have found three words. Now, we came out of, let's kind of just rehash what we came out of. We came out of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. Then we precept with the Titus, chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. And then we find out grace is a teacher. Okay, but teach what? Righteousness. Now Paul taking that same message to northern kingdom and tell them that grace is also what? Start again, let's see if we tag all the words that grace carries. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. Let's see what all the words that grace carries. Come on.
Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. Verse number 8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith.
Stop it there. So now grace saves you. And also faith is there. So now look what we got. We got grace will save you. Grace will help your faith. And we got two words. Now, what's the next word? Come on.
And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of Yahuwah.
And this is a gift. Let's write that word down. And it's a gift of who? It's a gift of Yahuwah. All right. So we got faith to save. We got grace saves. It'll bring you faith. And it's a gift of Yahuwah. And it's a gift. And what else about it? Go ahead.
Verse number 9. Not of works, least any man should boast.
He said, "You and what he just said, it is not of works, not of works." So you can get this great grace by being. It'll make you saved. It'll help your faith, and it's a gift of Yahweh, but not of works. All right, Scott, on tape. What happens next? Come on.
Verse 10. For we are his workmanship.
Hold on, we are his workmanship. So we are his workmanship. Go ahead.
Created in Yahweh the Son.
Created
unto
in Yahweh the Son. Go ahead.
Yeah. Unto good works.
Yeah. Unto good works. Boy, I'll tell you one thing. Now, you know, I see why the world is in the shape they're in today. Because we heard a whole lot of conversation out of that. So we're gonna leave that right there, our elders, and we're gonna see if we go find mother. Now we all heard a whole lot of conversation. First thing we go find mother, and that's great. That's great, elders. We're gonna be in and out. We're gonna walk a lot of this down, so we're gonna have to lay the foundation down. As a matter of fact, let's see if we see what's happening around Detroit, Michigan, just to make sure our eyes is on the prize. Princess out there in Detroit, Michigan, Princess Leola, Israel, Traveling Yacht Dr. Judah. Yahweh be with you.
Yahweh bless you, seer of Israel, seed royal.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Princess. We're going to make sure that you are y'all here and ready to go. Grandson was good. Can you read me one verse in 11 verse 3 of the book of Psalms? And 11 verse 3, I need to hear that verse out of Psalms, 11 verse 3. And Mother, I'm going to meet you over here. Mother, I'll meet you in the book of that. But I need to hear 11 verse 3 out the way. What does it say there, Princess?
Psalms 11, verse 3. And it reads, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
There you go right there. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That's good enough right there. So if you don't have your foundation, what can the righteous do? Now, Mother E, let's see, can we examine a few things over here in the book of Acts? We want to go and see, because Peter made a statement of concerning Paul. He said something in the book of Acts concerning Paul. Something he said. And I want to bring out what he said, something he did say. And, you know, I'm struggling right now, Mother E. And he said something pertaining to Paul. But right now I'm kind of struggling. So I'm struggling right now, Mother E. But we know he said something. Now, if you want to jump in and help the old seer out, you say, okay, I got you there. Well, now I'm kind of struggling a little bit in Detroit, what I'm looking for is what I'm looking for, and I'm kind of struggling right now. I'm looking for something that was said, so I'll tell you what I'm about to do. We'll put that that acts on hold for a minute, and we'll get it another way, because I'm struggling right now. She's going around to the book of Peter, because Peter, because he had to come behind Paul, and just like what is a mother eat? What it says in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 9? What do it say in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 9? What that say, mother eat, getting warmed up on air? What that say?
Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 9.
Yeah. What do 4 9 say?
I think that Yahweh has set for us the seal, lest as it were appointed to death, for we are made a perspective unto the world, and to the minister spirit, and to minion.
Mm-hmm. He says, I reckon that he don't make the six anointed camp of voices of a true Israelite last. That's what he's saying. He made us last. To come behind all what's on the table that they have passed this word on to other generations. And Tom sitting in the pulpit and watching father up on the Christianity, you go a long, long way up on the Christianity, and just keep passing this thing on. And they'll say, well, we're up on the grace. Grace means that we have it been done already, but we just got to take a look at grace, and we find out grace is a teacher of righteousness. That was good, yeah. A teacher, all right. And matter of fact, hold that point because I'm struggling and
excuse me.
Have raised a hand and said, well, I know what you need, so Princess haven't raised up what I need, so evidently we're gonna have to come back at it a little bit later, what I need on what Peter said. Because Peter made a profound statement, but we're gonna put that right there, we're gonna hold that right there. And we're going to Mother E. We're going to run to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse number 17, down to verse 20. Because the seal just called out of him. He said he was struggling, and that's the point we're trying to make. That's where we're going to find out who is really studying them books and ready to go, because old Seer is struggling right now. He know Peter said something, and some reason he can't put his finger on it. Now, I'm going to tell you why he can't put his finger on it. Now, if I can hold that point, I'm going to tell you why I can't put my finger on it. Princess Leora, go to the fourth chapter. Exodus, pick a verse 1 and 2. Let me show you why that the old seer can't put his finger on what he's looking for.
Exodus 4.
Verse 1 and 2.
Verse 1 and 2. And Moses answered and said, behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, Yahweh has not appeared unto thee. Verse 2. And Yahweh said unto him, what is that in thy hand? He said, a rod.
He said, a rod. So Yahweh asked him a question, what's that in your hand? And he said, a rod. You don't think Yahweh knew that? And just like what I'm saying now, they go see or know that, know this. But sometimes the seer has to find out one thing. He has to find out what's going on in the book of, hey, Princess, we can find out what's going on in the book of Judges, chapter 3. We'll make it verse 7, verse 3. Go to Judges, chapter 7, verse 3.
And therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the children of Israel, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn to depart early from Mount Gilead, and there return of the children of Israel 22,000, and there remain 10,000.
Great.
Verse 4, and Yahuwah said unto Gideon, the children of Israel are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go.
So Yahweh is saying you always have to try them to see. They see what they're working with. You have to know what they're working with. Just like February month now, you have to know what you're working with. So he says, bring them down to this water, and let's try them there at the water, and let me show you who are really about what's going on and who not. So we're not going there, but it's always a trying period to see exactly what you're working with. So that's what it's all about. You got to be tried to see what you're working with, because one day you're going to be on the clock, and we're going to know, all we're going to know, well, who was on the clock? Okay. Then if that person was on the clock, and whoever that was, we know they took their business because they've been tried already to take care of this business. So you go on to the fifth chapter, mother, and now we're going to look right down at verse 17 through 20. Now, we're going to 17 through 20 of the book of Matthew. See, one thing about it, we know that one day we'll be a school set up with 12 rooms. And we want to make sure one thing, that the teachers in that room is taking care of Yahuwah's business. And how you know that? Because they're going to be tried. We're going to be tried. And how you try them through? The word of Yahuwah. They're going to know that. Do they know how to put this book down and help the people? Because right now, the world right now will have you moaning and groaning in February month. They're going to show you, they beat you down real good every year, and it still works on you. But they're not going to never tell you what we're going to get ready to tell you. Maureen, what it says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 to 20, you're in the clock for now.
Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 17 to 20.
Yes, ma'am. What's that say?
Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17 to 20. Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah instruction or the seal. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Verse 18, for truly I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the Torah instruction till all be fulfilled. Verse 19, whosoever therefore shall break one of these Torah instructions, commandments, and shall teach teach men and women, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 20. But I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven.
That's big talk. That's called big talking right there. Now that's bad stuff to go backwards again. Now that's what he said. Now, they jump down and they'll read the verse, but mother just broke that verse down. The law that is talked about is the first five books. Saying, if you do not apply it and teach it and do it, in no wise you getting into the kingdom. But they'll jump down and that person say 5:17. They'll say 5:17. Well, they use the word Christ. Christ is fulfillment of the law. That's it, right? But mother just broke that down, showing you the law that he's telling you is the Torah instruction. And if you don't teach it and do it, in no wise you get into the kingdom. Now they'll take that verse 5:17 and say, read verse 17 just the way it is, Mom. Just read it exactly the way it is. Don't put nothing in it. Just read it exactly. This is what they'll do. See, this is what they'll do in 5:17, and they'll spin you around. And like I said again, 6 anointed count. When you get spent around, you got to know how to come out of it. You know? So when they drop this verse on you, 5:17, you got to know how to let that verse stay on the table as it is, but you got to go into the Bible and take care of business, especially in at the school that's coming. You got to be able to deal with it. That's why you got to try and see how would you deal with 5:17 when mother read it exactly the way it said. What did it say, mother?
Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah instruction. Think not that
well,
I am come
well, hold
to
on,
destroy the Torah.
Yeah, just read the way Dale read. Dale read just like that. Think not that I come to destroy the law. That's how Dale read. So we're going to play their game. We're going to read exactly the way they will read it, and then we're gonna go and see can it hold up. So read it exactly the way they will read. I mean all the rest of the camps and other nations and everybody. All of them gonna read the same way. You broke the game and took the mystery out of it, but we're gonna play their game. Read the way they'll read it, mother. You on the clock, come on.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law. Are the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
You say that? So that let them know that if you, the law, we weren't able to fulfill the law. And so Christ came to fulfill the law. Jesus Christ came. So we ain't not up under the law. Now we up on the grace. Yeah? So we not up on, that's legalism they call it. So we not up under the law. We up on the grace. But we just found out something plain that grace was a elder's tale. Come back again and let us hear that again in Titus 2:11-12. Well, but we just found out grace is a what? Elder's tale, Titus 2:11-12. What great deals that we can read?
Okay. Getting back to the book of Titus. chapter 2, okay, starting at verse 11. 11 says, "For the grace of the Yahweh that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men." 12, teaching us that denying unyahweliness and unworldliness lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and yahweh in this present world.
Mm-hmm. So we found, we see now once we read it in context, grace is a teacher. So grace is a teacher, and mother E, let's find out what did he come to fulfill that we can read, because he fulfilled the Torah instruction. If you fulfill the law, then he fulfills it while we still doing it. Matter of fact, look what Princess Leora. Let's take a look at. I won't know if he came to fulfill the law, then I won't know what this is right here. Let's run to 1 Corinthians. I won't know what this is. In 1 Corinthians, what is this right here? In 1 Corinthians there, a princess out of Camp 4 out of Detroit. Then what is this that we can read? And what I want. In the 15th chapter, make that the 15th chapter. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, what do it say in verse 55 and 56? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55 and 56. What does that say, Princess?
1 Corinthians 15, verse 55 and 56. Verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Verse 56, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the Torah instruction.
Take that down. He said, if he can't fulfill the law, then that means we got the victory. That means ain't nobody dying no more. You know, I just heard on the news that somebody died. So that means the law of death is over with. So if he can't fulfill the law, and we not on up on the law, that means we got the victory. That means we don't die no more. That means otherwise, now you can go out there and stand. You can go out there and just get dropped off in Lake Michigan and just fall on top of that icy water, and don't worry, you just can lay in there because you ain't gonna die. That means you can go out there and stand on the expressway, and when the big 18 wheeler is coming your way, so be it. And it might knock you down, but you won't die. So you see something wrong, Steve Ray. See something wrong by he can't fulfill the law. If he can't fulfill the law, then that means death is no more. That means not only death is no more. Let's look what it says in 1 verse 4, I mean 21st chapter verse 4. Then is no more. Revelation 21 verse 4. See, that's why I say, when you left what the man had told you, and you got up on the Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, you have totally removed yourself from the Bible, period. Will have no reasonable understanding. If he can't remove the law, then why we got the law of death still going on right now? Of course, the law still stands. If you stand in front of a 18 wheeler, it's going to kill you, and if you get hit with it. If you jump off a big building, the law of death is still in place. See, we go on and on. So something, it must be something else that he's talking about. And all the way you're going to understand that, you got to be taught by the right group of people called the Six Anointed Camp of Voices of the True Israelites. He has fulfilled a law, but we got to find out what law that we can read and what law is still in place now. He done told you already, Mother E, come back to that 5:19 of Matthew. He done told you about this law right here in 5:19. Do you hear what he's saying? Matthew 5:19, Mother E, listen to this.
Book of Matthew, chapter 5:19. Whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these commandments and teach them and teach men, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
Now look how plain that is. He said, if you do and teach the Torah instructions, the commandments, the first five books, you will be great in the kingdom. But if you chose not to do and teach the Torah instructions, first five books, you will be least in the kingdom. That means you will be in the lake of fire. You see that? So evidently, the teaching that you're getting is totally wrong, and grace is a teacher. You don't have to do no work no more. Look what the man is saying. If you don't do and teach the first five books, you will not get into the kingdom. And look what he says, in Titus 1, verse 2. Look what he says in Titus 1, verse 2. What did he say? Titus chapter 1, verse 2.
Titus 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, with the Yahweh cannot lie, promised before the world began.
Go forward to 1 John chapter 3. Yeah, precious. So we're just going to take our time and keep it just because right now it's just so much information. And Yahweh is clearly saying it will be a school. But the teachers got to be ready. So teachers, they're going to bring all these kind of questions to the table. And you got to say, okay. You got to say, Mr. Tibbs, 1 Kings 14 and pick it up at verse number 5. Let's see what it says in 1 Kings 14, verse 5. Let's see what it says. Do what you got to say. Now you got the keys to one of the rooms of the class. And this is kind of where you got to conduct yourself. In 1 Kings chapter 14, and we're going to look at verse number 5. What it says in 14, verse 5.
1 Kings chapter 14, verse number 5. And the Yahweh said unto Isaiah, behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh and asked a thing of thee for her son, for he is sick. And thus shall say unto her, for it shall be when she cometh in that she shall friend herself to be another woman.
Is it? So that mean, get it? He said that now another spirit told Hosea, Ahijah, he said, you know, Jeroboam He's going to send, he's talking to his wife now in the power of David, you know, their son is sick. And they're going to try to come and ask you, will our son make it? And so he said, look, take a good offering in verse 3 to that man of Yahuwah. And the middle spirit over there peeping his hand. Middle spirit peeping his hand and say, okay, he's going to come. But what he says in verse 6, now watch this. Now I'll set the table. Now he, in the privacy of his own, he's going to send them. So you will all of a sudden run into people that's coming directly to chop you up. So you have to have this kind of spirit in verse 6. 1 Kings 14:6, kind of spirit you got to have. What it say?
1 Kings 14:6. And it was so, when Isaiah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door, that he said, come in, thou wife of Jeroboam. Why fringest thou thyself to be another? For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings.
So that what is that telling you? See, you have to recognize those that can come before you when they got smack on their mind, or they coming to really learn something, or just try to see what you're working with. So you have to add all that discernment by the time you open one of the rooms for the children's life to come. You got to make sure when they come into class, you already know what they own, so when they open their mouth. Because Yahweh will give you that spirit, and they're going to throw that 517 on you and tell you that, we're not up under the law no more, because he has fulfilled the law. We're up under grace. But then you're going to be clear to show them sound. Well, grace is a teacher of righteousness. See that? Grace is a teacher of righteousness. Because we know they don't throw on you. But if you all fumbling around and can't get up out of it, then what are we going to say? Now, Mother E, let's go back and find out. He says that he's the fulfillment of the law in 517. Now we go and find out what did he fulfill in Acts chapter 3, verse 18 and 21. Because you're gonna have the game sale. They're going to come at you, and you must be prepared. Because when the 12 rooms open up, you have to be prepared to recognize when you got a game sale or when you got somebody ready to learn something or a rabble rouser. You have to recognize their spirit, or when they throw questions to the table, you ain't thundering all around and making the whole six of going to camp look ridiculous. You might say, okay, well, good. We're gonna see what you're working with, and then once we show you this, the response of it, we supposed to have something that we can read. Hold on that, Mother. Before you read that, let's see if we bring Mother D up Israel in, and meet Mother D up Israel with a loud voice. You say, Mother D up Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seroy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So, in 537, one thing said, what is it? They tell one of the teachers, said, well, I don't understand that Matthew 517, because we see our Jesus Christ. We'll take care of the name thing. You know, they're going to bring Jesus Christ on table. But that's what the school going to be for, is to break down the name and everything else. So he fulfilled that. He fulfilled that. Now we're upon a grace and truth. So once you hear them go take you to that verse, and now you know 517 is pointing toward grace is a teacher. So what you want to come out their mouth is a 537. Now this is what you want to Then just do what you're going to find out will come out of your mouth. You will find out through yourself, mother. Dig up Israel, what is that?
Come out through.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I thought you said 5:17. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. But let your conversation be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil.
Oh, okay. So now when you open, so now when you, when they put their hands up a question, and you got to say, okay, well, do you understand it? You don't give us no but. You give us yay, yay, or nay, nay. Well, if you don't understand nay, nay, then we have to go give you a little bit more. Because if you get off with anything else about what somebody else done taught me, then right now you're willing to eat. You see what happens? It's just that bad. Because remember, they're going to be coming out of our mother, the up Israel. They're going to be coming out of Proverbs. See, you got to understand one thing. They're gonna be coming out. They're gonna be coming out of Proverbs, Mother D.F. Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be clear that they're coming out of Proverbs 21. See, soon as they come into the teaching facility of the Sixth Anointed Camps of Voice of Jerusalem. Remember, when they come into the room, they're going to be coming out of 21, verse 16 of Proverbs. What does it say, Mother D.F. Israel?
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16, it reads, the man or woman that wanders out of the way of the understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
You see that? Because they'll be coming out of the congregation of the dead, so you got to recognize it right off the top. When they come into the classrooms, that's why you got to be prepared, because they're going to be coming out of the congregation of the dead. But the second part of it remain, no. They haven't remained, because now they're coming into, now you're going to see who they're working with. If they're coming to shop and they sworn up, or they don't know. Because we know you don't know. So we have to show you soundly that this is the way to go. Now, when you read Matthew 5:17, the Almighty, he comes to Mother, you read again. Read one time, 5:17 again. Remember, they come out of the congregation of the and they're going to come into your classroom, and they're going to drop this verse on you. They're going to drop 5:17 on you. What is that again? And they going to read it, and that's why you say, that's why when you let them read it, that's why it's best to have your readers there. Just tell them all one verse, 5:17, for you to read, because when they get to read, they're going to be all over the place. They're going to be reading it wrong, and everything going to be out of order. But we're just going to play this game in 5:17, but we're going to break it down. 5:17, one more time, Mother E.
The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophet. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Right. Now, when they read that verse, they had that verse read, and while one of you six anointed camps was the teacher there, you say, okay, good. Now, you say, well, hold that point. Now let's go to Acts chapter 3 and let's see what is he saying with the precept in 18 and 21. Now this is what you do. You take them to Acts 3, 18 and 21. What does it say, Mother? It is what you do now. You let them bump their gums and get on out there. They'll bump their gums because they won't say, well, we not up on the law, we up on the grace. Okay, good. So you let them have it. Then you, remember, but the only conversation you gonna want to hear from them is, I understand, yes, I understand, or no, I don't. If they don't understand the no, you give them some more. then you take it another way. But you don't want to have nothing to come out what you think, what you feel, because that is evil. We read that in 5:37. So the part about what you think and what you believe, and you, I thought this, no. That don't work here. You're coming here to learn. So now we want you to have big ears, a little mouth, and give us a yay, yay, yes, I understand, or nay, nay, no, I don't. Yeah, we'll take it another way. But we're not going to have no conversation on it. We're going to share what the Bible say. And what do the Bible say when you go to Acts chapter 3, 18 and 21? What does it say there, Mother?
Book of Acts chapter 3, verse 18 and verse 21. Verse 18. But those things which Yahweh before has shown by the mouth of all his prophets that Yahweh...
Righteous fear. Remember, somebody's gonna be reading for you. Righteous fear. So now you better educate them now. Now you better take them. You better take them. You better take them up, Mother E, and you better take the strap out now and put them over the knee now. Try to put them over the knee. So now you got your readings already there, and you just take it out. Acts chapter 3:18 and 21. So now you better. Take care of business. Bring it on. Start again. Next, chapter 3, verse 18 and 21.
Acts chapter 3, verse 18 and verse 21. Verse 18. But those things which Yahweh before had shown by the mouth of all his righteous seers, that Yahweh the Son should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Verse 20. And he has sinned. 21. Verse 21. Whom the heaven was received unto the time of restitution of all things which Yahweh the Father have spoken by the mouth of all, which Yahweh the Son has spoken by the mouth of all his righteous fears since the world began.
You see that? So that's what he came to fulfill. He came to fulfill not the thou shalt not. Because if you fulfill the law, then we read over there in 1 Corinthians that if that's the case, we ain't dying no more. We got the victory. We ain't got no victory right now. We just heard about a couple of shootings just a little while ago, and they rushed to the mall. So that means that law that he fulfilled is not talking about the law of the moral law, because once the moral law is in place, you can't die no more. Once that fulfilled, that means you can't die no more. And you know one thing, we so scared about this this thing called a cobra, and which is called a pestilence from Yahweh. So you know doggone well that means that it means a little bit more. And careful, we drop the verse on you in Revelation, because if he fulfilled it, then this one he fulfilled too. 21 verse 4. Questions out of camp 4. Come on. 21 verse 4. Revelation
21, verse 4. And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
Now, you see that? So he ain't fulfilled. He fulfilled what he told him, but that's the old table. We still crying. We still crying about our future kids. Won't do right. We still moaning, groaning, trying to figure out what's going on. No. When the law is all been fulfilled, then that kicks in. So that means you up on a grace now, which is a time period to get to the law and see what you line up, because you're going to be judged. Hold that part.
I got something.
You got something?
I got something.
Hallelujah. What you got there? You got present?
Romans 7 verse 1. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the Torah instructions, how that the Torah instruction has dominion over a man as long as he liveth.
So, listen. So the Torah instruction got, but what did you say again? I speak to them that know the Torah instruction. Now, here's the point. This is how you, the classroom in, okay, good. He's speaking to them that know the Torah instruction. Now, where are we going precept that at, Francis? We're going to 218 of Romans. Now, let's go 218 of Romans to see if we precept that. So he said, I'm speaking to them. So this is a selected group that he's speaking to. Them that know the Torah instruction. Remember, Paul had to been Mother of Israel. Paul had to pull that verse out of Acts. He pulled that verse in Acts 24. And this is what he said. He said something in Acts 24, verse 14. Look what he said in 24:14, Mother dear Israel. Look what he said in 24:14.
Acts chapter 24, verse 14. But this I confess unto you, that after the way which you call heresy, so worship I the Yahweh of my father, believing all things which are written in the Torah instruction and the seals.
Yeah. He said he believes in everything that's written in Torah and the seals. So he got to come back. He said, what I'm working with is everything, because all the book they had was Malachi back to Genesis. So he's telling you, I believe everything in there. So how he was talking about the law done away with, not the law that you call legalism. It's the law that you have got a wide brush on, then why are we still crying? Why we still moaning and groaning? And it made it plain in the 28th chapter, 29:1-2 of Proverbs. Look what he says in 29:1-2. Proverbs 29:1-2. Elder, look at Tim, what it say?
Okay.
29:1-2.
Got it. The book of Proverbs. Chapter 29, verses
yeah, verse
1 and verse, and verse 1 and verse number 2. Verse 1 says, he that bring often reproof, harden his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn.
So what's going on today? Who is in control today? As we look today, who's in control? If the righteous is in control, they're gonna be happy. But if the wicked is in control, they're gonna be moaning and groaning. So according to that, The righteous is not in control, because the righteous is mourning. The wicked is in control.
Yeah.
You understand? Somebody got some of you. Who got some? Who they got the mouth going? They must
okay.
got some.
Yeah.
I got something. Call out, Campo, Detroit, I got something.
Luke 24, verse 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the Torah instructions of Moses, and in the seers, and in the Psalms concerning me.
That's right. So we find out that it's a little bit more to So we find out that somebody's is basically taking our see what I'm trying to tell you now, see right. Most of us have kind of put our time in, but now we got opportunity now to help those that's coming behind us. That's why it's so important about the school to come, because now we'll be able to understand one thing. When we read verses, you have to connect the dots. And we just find out from the elders, read that again in 29 verse 2. So we just find out something in 29 verse 2. So now we have to be able to now do not have our head, what? Hold that point there. Before you read 29:2, Mother E, let's run to the book of Timothy, chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. So now, we're going to have to be able to understand that our goal now, well, hold on a minute. Let me get my little fat mouth in there, Mother. See, we got to understand our goals now. It ain't about ourselves. It's about those that come behind us to help them, because right now we've been made last to help those that come behind us. To understand one thing, we need to know more, because right now what's controlling our loved ones that's behind us is that one-eyed Satan, and that even that one-eyed Satan call that smartphone. All that right now is controlling our being as we speak right now. So we got to make sure that when we're hearing this thing, that we got a great job to do, because look what it says in 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 and 2. Mother, look what it says right here. See, remember, you got to be able to watch those that come in your classroom, and you got to make sure they pay attention. Because they might be 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 and 2. What does it say in 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2?
Look at 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Now the Spirit expresses that in the latter time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to the proceed spirit and doctrines of devils, two, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience sealed with the hot iron.
He said, so they will come in your class now, they already go have mother. 20, verse 1, 2, and 3. Ezekiel 21, 2, and 3. See, what we're trying to do, we're trying to make sure you clear what it say, Mother D. of Israel, in 724 St. John. See, listen to me. We know it's going to happen, but we prepare you exactly as the fear was shown that Jeroboam, the king of northern Canaan, is going to send his wife to try to find out about the sickness of his son, and will he be all right? And prepare him that he was on his way, but she was going to come slick, beaming herself to be somebody else, to the king's wife, to be somebody else to ask a question. But you will have to be able to see things now from the page of the book, and you got to know that those that come in your classroom, when they got questions, the only answer you want is what's written there, Elder 5:37. After they ask the question, then your job is to go in and go to Matthew 5:37, and what's supposed to happen? Matthew 5:37.
And the book of Matthew 5:37 says, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh evil.
So you got to stay in control of the classroom. You must stay in, because you got people that sometimes they're not genuine. They may ask something, and look, if you come, Mother Eve, 20, verse 1, 2, and 3, listen good. Ezekiel 20, 1, 2, and 3, what does it say?
Look at Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 1, 2, and 3, verse 1. And it comes to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, the tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Yahweh and set before me, verse 2. Then came the word of the Yahweh unto me, saying, verse 3, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, thus said the Yahweh, are you come to inquire of me? As I live, said the Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you.
See, I already got the head already fixed. So you have students gonna come in, the head already fixed. All they come in to do is to be a rabble rouser, take everything's about them. It ain't about the words, the most about what they got on their mind. And that's why you got to make sure you clear to recognize that spirit from the pages. That's why you have to sit the president down. Okay. It's questions and answers, questions, because we know you got plenty of questions. Now, once we give you the answer, all we want to come out your mouth is what we just said. Right there, read in 5:37. That's all that come out your mouth. Anything after that is evil, so we're not gonna tolerate that because we have to educate our peoples on these trying times to come. Because you want Yahweh to intervene. And he's not going to intervene unless you prepare. Now we're going back where we was holding. Elder, I want to come back and read that Titus 2:11. I'm going to read 2:11. Now, be clear that grace is a teacher, but teacher of what? We're going to find out what grace is, because they'll tell you, man, well, we're not up under the law, we're up under grace. Christ died for us. So now we're not up on a legalism. We up on a grace. Okay, good. They're going to bring that to the table. But you let them have that statement. But then you got to know where to go to get you a yay, yay or a nay, nay. Now, anything besides that is evil. Keep that in your mind. It's evil. That's if you're here for the right reason. Because we find out that even in Ezekiel's time, you had some of the ministry came in, of the elders, but they had their mind already fixed. You think I'm gonna be required about them? No, I'm not. And I ain't gonna be quiet about him. They already got their head already fixed. They just doing the Sabbath day because it was a, it is a law to keep the Sabbath day, and the only way you can get up out of that, you gotta bring it. Matter of fact, you couldn't break that at all. That's why he came. If you broke some things, we're gonna read. Probably reading this lesson. I know we don't read this lesson. Gonna be tomorrow, unless he want to go another direction. So he said, would I be required about them that got their head already fixed? Mm-hmm. What's your head already fixed on 2:11? Bring it, Elder.
Titus chapter 2, verse number 11. For the grace of Yahweh that bringeth salvation had appeared to all men.
The grace of Yahweh that bringeth salvation. Now he got salvation has appeared on all men. The grace of Yahweh. Now back up one verse and read 10.
Titus chapter 2, verse number 10. Not prolonging, but showing all good fidelity that they may adorn the doctrine.
Hold on. Back up Titus. You read 11, now back up to verse 10. We're going to read your chapter. Back up to 2:10.
10. Not prolonging, but showing all good fidelity that they may adore the doctrine of Yahweh, our Savior, in all things.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, I'm gonna need me a little bit more out of that. So I'm gonna need a little bit more. That's real good, but I'm gonna need me a little bit more there. I'm gonna need me just a little bit more. Right. Now, look at says in verse number, the word I'm looking for, and 12.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, verse 12, 2:12. I'm looking for something. 2:12. Elder, 2:12.
Reading Titus chapter 2, verse 12. 12 says, teaching us that denying unyahwaliness and unworldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and yahwali in this present world.
Mm-hmm. We got a lot in that. What do it say, Mother G.F. Israel? And we're going to James 4 and verse 8. Look what it says over here. But now, if we keep our, remember, we're talking about grace. Grace carries all these attributes, all of them. It teaches us that to deny unyahwaliness. It teaches us about worldly lust. It teaches us how to be soberly. It teaches us how to be righteousness. It teaches us how to be Yahweh in the presence of this world. Now look what he says over there in James chapter 4, verse 4 and 8. Mother dear of Israel, James 4 and 8 says what?
James chapter 4, verses 4 and verse 8, verse 4. You adulterous and adulteress, know you not that the friendship of this world enmity with Yahweh? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Yahweh. Verse 8, draw near to Yahweh, and he will draw near to you. Clean your hands, you sinner, and purify your mind, you double-minded.
You see what grace do? Now, how is grace mean you don't do nothing? You done all for you. We just told you now. Look what grace said you got to do. Grace said you got to do all that. That's what grace just said. Grace said you got to do all that, but we just got to read. Huh? And grace will call you a double-minded.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So you see how you end up in these ministries, and they tell you, well, the law is done away with. You're not upon the law. We upon a grace. But we just find out grace is a teacher. It'll teach us about worldly lust. And it'll teach you how to not be a, what was that big word we just got to read, Moby of Israel? It teaches us to not be what? Double-minded.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you how to not be double-minded. And, Campo, let's go to 1 John and find out something else about. Remember, we're talking about grace. It got another word in here called, I want to come out with this word called, it'll teach you not to be bumming around with worldly lust. And in 1 John, plus us out of Campo in Detroit, let's look at 1 John chapter, 2, 15 through 17. Let me make sure. Is that what I need? 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 down to verse 17. Let's try to see what we're working with. 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 2, 15 through 17. What else would that grace do for us?
1 John 2, verse 15 to 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17, and the world passes away, and the love thereof. But he that doeth the will of Yahweh abideth forever.
You mean grace do all that? Yes, Uriah. Grace do all of that. Grace tell you again, will show you that you got a timeline is to get your act in order. You got to find out grace teach you about righteousness.
I got something.
You got something? What you got there, Campo?
Colossians 1, verse 5 and 6.
All right.
For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the world of the truth of the covenant. Verse 6, which is come unto you as it is in all the world of Israel, and bringeth forth fruit as it does also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of Yahweh in truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was that was okay, but that wasn't that was okay. That was okay. But now, so what we see now, we got a word now, grace, also will point you toward righteousness. So we find out, again, grace will point you toward righteousness. Now, so what does grace point us toward, Mother E? Let's go to 625 of Deuteronomy. So grace also will point us toward righteousness. That's what grace do too. So it'll give you time to get the biblical definition of righteousness. That's what grace will do too. It'll point you toward righteousness. So Mother E, what is that that we can read in 625?
Book of Deuteronomy. chapter 6, verse 25. Deuteronomy 6, 25. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all the Torah commandments before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
So what you saying, Mother? So grace will point you toward righteousness? And what is righteousness again? When grace was called a time period for you to figure out that you got to come out of Christian churches, Islamic churches, and Judaism churches, and get to the voices of a true Israelite, that what grace will do for you. Grace will give you time, and then once, and they'll say, well, you know, I'm righteous. Then you'll say, well, the biblical definitions of righteousness is what? What again, that mother? Go ahead and break that verse down. Yeah, break it down. Now, you read it already. So now, because a lot of them will tell you they already righteous. But, you know, I'm righteous because I do the thing, but we got to make sure we clear that you got to be able to break it down, the biblical definition of righteousness. Now, according to 625, Mother E, because a lot of them say I'm righteous. So now, what would you do with a student that stand before you? You know, young lady stand before you, and she said, "Well, I'm righteous." And then, once you had that verse read, now break that verse down in 625, because that statement that she made, "Well, I'm righteous, teacher." Now, break down 625.
Okay. Verse 625, it says, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these, if we keep the Torah instruction, the commandment, that's our righteousness. If we keep the commandment, if we keep all the commandments,
that's our righteousness. And what is our righteousness, though, Mother? Point us toward. Now we got first students in there. So point us toward the righteousness. What is point us toward what is righteousness that we hang our hat on is what? The first five books. So you're pointing towards the first five books. Our righteousness is when we point at the first five books.
I have said
we finally show them the righteousness is when you line up with the first five books. That is righteousness. So now then you read off some things that's in the first five books while the young lady stands before you. You have to read off some things because she untold you. Say, well, I'm righteous, teacher. I'm really righteous. I feed the poor and do all that. I do everything I can. I'm well-minded. I'm righteous. Then you point them toward 625, and it says righteous is keeping the first five books. So there's right there. So now with the right demeanor, you bring the definition before them by using that terminology of righteousness, and the righteousness is keeping. Now, Mother Eve, run over to, then you give them a precept in 119, 142, and 144. So now you better get her attention, because here right now, we know one thing. Our job must become real clear that our job is to help the ones that's coming after us, because they'll say, I'm righteous. Okay. Then you take them already there to 625 and find out what David pulled. Now, so David pulled it from there. Then you get him a second witness in 119, 142, 144. What do you say, Marie?
the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 142 and verse 144. Verse 142, the righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and they and your Torah instruction is the truth. Verse 44, the righteousness of your testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
Yep. So now, so now you'll help him by showing you the right way it is keeping the Torah instruction. So now you just showed him the right way by when they look you eyeball to eyeball and say, well, I am righteous. You know? So you said,
I got something.
You got something? So who's it?
I got something.
All right, Elder, you got something.
Okay, y'all might be laughing at me, but that's okay. Elder got something here. So, you know, when you start talking about righteous and what's going to happen, I look at Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 1. One say, if there be controversy between men and they come into judgment, that the judges may judge them, for they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. Mm-hmm. The righteous shall prevail again.
Okay, so you want to justify the righteous, and what's the definition of the righteous again? They're going to justify the righteous, so what is the definition of the righteous again? Anybody got something? What's the definition of righteous? We just got through reading 625, Deuteronomy. We just got through reading and 625.
Okay. Want me to go to Deuteronomy 625?
Yeah, but we teach it now.
Right. Okay, well, you know, go back to Deuteronomy 635, what it tell you about righteousness. It says, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all the commandments, Torah instructions before the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah,
okay,
as he commanded us, Torah instructions.
So we got the righteous. Now,
mm-hmm.
He said, so that would keep the righteous right, but then you brought in another statement, the wicked. Now what can we find out about that wicked? So now you brought in two things, the righteous. So the righteous is the Torah keeper. Then you also brought in the wicked. So now we got to find out. We got to paint the picture on the wicked. Now where will we go and paint the picture on the wicked? Because now you're educating minds, but they know what to look for. So you brought in the righteous, and we went back to Deuteronomy 6:25, and we found out what that means about righteous. Is keeping Torah instructions. So they got something to take back and chew on. Now, you had another word there called wicked. What we're going to do with that word wicked on the table that we can read? Now, we're going to go with that word called wicked that we can read. Because we're trying to educate brains. Let's find out what is wicked that we can read. Now, anybody on the panel can jump in when they get ready. Anybody on stage want to come and jump in and help out? Now, we want to bring in the wicked. Because we got two words on the table. Now, we want to bring in the biblical definition of being wicked. So we teach it. We educating the mind. So now, what's wicked? And we can read. Now, who on the panel going to bring in? I throw one in on the table, and then get a panel member to come on stage and bring something else about being wicked. So we got two words on the table about wicked. I'm going to take mine to Malachi by Mother Day of Israel, while everybody looking for a statement about this wicked, I'm gonna throw one on tape. I'm gonna throw me one on the table, and I'm expecting somebody else to come behind me and throw some on the table too. Now, we got righteous. They clear about the righteous keeping Torah instructions, but we got wicked there. I want to go and look what it says, and I throw one on the table, 9:24 of Job, Mother Day up Israel. I'm throwing one on the table myself.
Okay.
I'm see what come behind me. Job 9:24.
Job 9:24. The earth is given into the hands of the wicked. He covers the face of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?
Okay, and I get greedy. I throw a no in it. Let's go to Ezekiel 33, verse 1. I'll throw a no in it. 33, verse 1 and 15. I'll throw a no in it. Since we got it on the table. And we send the stage for a special edition called 30 to Eve. We just send the stage. Remember one thing. Hold that point right there. Remember, Mother Eve, Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Look what it says in Romans 4:17. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. What does it say?
Okay, Romans chapter 4, verse 17.
Yeah, what does it say in Romans 17? Romans chapter 4, verse 17. What does it say there, Mother Eve?
Book of Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even Yahweh, who quickened the dead and called those things which are not as though they were.
You see that? So we talk about the banquet hall, the school, the land, although it's not as it were, because we already know one thing. It's all about one thing, getting in order. So we're talking about the school and those that have the vision of the school already. We got to get the teachers in place first. The teachers got to be able to know when they say a statement on the table, righteous, we find out what that means. Now you got to give them a definition of wicked, and then I'm going to throw a knowing in and see who picks up behind this. Mother, 33, 1 and 15. Ezekiel.
33.
Mother Jesus of Israel. 33, 1 and 15.
Ezekiel 33, verses 1 and verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 15, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he has robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing sin, he shall surely live. He shall not die.
I'll do two in there now. Now who gonna come behind that and tie that in? So now you see what the wicked got to do. Step one, the wicked is controlling the known world. Two, the wicked is a thief. I stole up everything. Two, now is anybody gonna step up and let us read who you talking about? That we can read. We got one. The wicked covers the face of the earth. We read that in 9:24. Two, we found the wicked was told by the mental spirit to Ezekiel, they have stolen up everything, get their hand on and get their mouth on. until they restore it back, that they got a death sentence over their head. Mm-hmm. Two. Now, who got something to tie in what the Elder precept way back there in, what, Deuteronomy 25:1? We put two, we got one on the day, and we got one to come. So we're going to take care of the wicked that we can read.
I got something, Sia.
That we can read? Come on. What you got that we can read about the wicked, that we can read?
Malachi chapter 1, verses...
Bring it out. Oh, hold that point. Remember what we're doing. We were preparing the teachers to be ready. Yeah, I know. We were preparing the teachers to be ready. Although the land is still to come, the school is still to come, the banquet hall is still to come. But Mother read in 4:17, Mother Eve, you'll call it although it's not as it is in 4:17. So that's what we're doing. So Yahweh saying to get this petition, we got to be clear what's written. Elder, let's run to the 26th chapter, verse 15 of Deuteronomy. So we already clear what got to happen. Let's see what's going on in 26 of Deuteronomy. Pick up verse 15. 26:15. Is what you want to happen.
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse number 15. 15 says, look down from the righteous habitation from heaven and bless thy people Israel and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey.
So what you want, you don't want the government to get in place. You want Yahweh to get in place. So now once you're in place, then the petition got to be made by the seer that look down on your people. They prepared. They ready to do this thing. Matter of fact, Sister Francis, let's go to 1 Kings 8, pick up verse 46, let's read a little bit. 1 Kings 8:46. Not only that, you got to have a little bit more. 1 Kings 8, pick up verse 46, let's read a little bit to get our point.
1 Kings 8.
And pick up verse 46. So we try to get the Almighty to intervene. And Yahweh gonna give you the grace keys to get his attention. It'll give you some grace keys. Remember, grace is a time period for you to come back to what he got written. That was grace there. He's giving you time to get back to what was said, and here's going to key right here in 1 Kings 8:46. Bunny.
1 Kings 8:41.
8:46. Hold on. 8:46. Pick up the verse 46.
1 Kings 8:46. If I sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not.
Angry
with them and deliver them to the enemy so that they carry them away captives into the land of the enemy, far or near.
Yeah, read some style, come on.
Verse 47, yet if they shall bethink themselves in a land whither they were carried captives and repent and make supplications unto the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely. We have committed wickedness. Verse 48, and return unto thee with all thy mind and with all thy person in the land of their enemies, which I led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the family which I have built, the house which I have built for thy name. Verse 49, and hear thou their prayer and thy supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. Verse 50.
Okay, good. So now you have just got through reading that. Now, give us an essay. Now, you got a classroom of people standing before you. Now, you all read that, Francis. Now, break that down, what you just got through reading. You read from 46. What is he saying from 46 down to the verse you stop at? So what is he saying? Solomon is giving them keys. What is Solomon telling them? And now you trying to break it down for those in your time today, exactly what you just got through reading. Now break that down. Come on.
It's saying that the children of Israel did not follow the Torah instructions of Yahweh, so they were scattered. And if they turn back to Yahweh, that is what they're supposed to do, and they're always supposed to think about the land that they came from, Israel.
All right. Now, remember, now you standing for an audience, and that. So that's all. Now you remember, you're trying to educate minds to come. Now, who else want to take a shot at that? 46-2, whatever you give. Is anybody on the panel? Step up to the stage and look at them verses you just got through a read. Because remember one thing. You got to put yourself in a position of one thing. The blessing that's waiting on you is that you help. Everybody reading the Bible, but they got to know what they read. Now, is anybody else on the panel? Step up to the stage and deal with that 46-50 that Campo just got through reading. Anybody want to take a shot at that? Get a second, a little bit more to that? We read it. We heard it read. Does anybody want to break it down?
What book was that?
What we just got through reading.
1 Kings 8. 46 through 49.
Mm-hmm. Anybody that heard that, that's on the stage, can break that down. Because right now, you got young minds, and now you try to show them why you in the condition you in today, but you got to paint the picture, although they just got through reading the picture. And anybody want to look at them verses and break it down soundly what they just got through reading from 46 to 49. Anybody on the panel want to deal with that? Remember, to get teachers in place to be able to, if we better come into the room and we know if they got that verse on the table, we want to be clear that the teacher that's teaching it, not only he'll explain it to them that it makes them sense. So now, is anybody going to take a shot at that 46 to 49 on what it's saying in there? I mean, with a good spirit and passion? Come on.
I'll try.
You try, Mom? Come on, go on, Marie.
Okay, and verse 46 is saying, if you sin, that's why I'm going to be angry with you. And 47, it says, they shall faint themselves in the land where he carried them. That means that they just think about what they done and repent. And make supplication unto the Yahweh for the sin that they done. Because that's why they were carried away captive, because they sinned against Yahweh. And in verse 48, it says, so return unto thee with thy whole mind. So that means that you got to put everything out of your mind and turn to Yahweh and pray to Yahweh, and Yahweh will receive you.
Now, we know it's going to happen. We have teachers inside, and those, the elders and the mothers, we might want to visit one of them 12 rooms to see what they're doing. Like Paul said, hey, elders, what do Paul says in Galatians? He says something in Galatians chapter, let's see what he says, let's see what Paul says. He made a statement over in Galatians there that we can read. And Galatians, Paul said something, elder. What he says in the 14th chapter, verse 1.
Galatians 14, only goes to chapter 6.
No, 2-1.
Okay, chapter 2?
2-1. Yeah, 2 verse 1.
Galatians chapter 2, verse number 1. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem, Gaza, with Barnabas, and took Titus with me also.
So what did we say? See, we will have to be in a position to go into one of the rooms and hear what our product have produced. The teachers in place, got young minds everywhere. So we have to be sounded to be able to, if they're going to read that verse, and if they don't thoroughly break it down properly, then one of us have to be able to say, okay, you know, by monitoring the room, because we know their lives is on the line. And we read earlier already in 11 verse 3, the foundation being stored, what can the righteous do? We got to paint that picture sound. Now, mother just got to paint that picture sound. Then we have to pray back to our land. Now, pray back to our land. We don't have a clue. We African-American Negroes and color. So how are we going to pray back to our land? Hey, how are we going to do so? We got to be clear when that statement was made from that teacher that's up there teaching that we have to make sure Mother D of Israel, 426, is pray back to our land. What land are we talking about? We got to go in the book and show them the land that you come out from. Let's go to Galatians 4:26, Mother D of Israel, let's read. The land we came out from, the land that we came out from.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 26, read. But Yahweh Judah, Israel, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all.
You see that? So there's our motherland. So when Peter says in 1 verse 6, now you got that in your hand, and you go to Peter 1 verse 6. So now you understand what Peter asked. Now read verse 1 verse 6. With that in your hand, where is our land? Is the mother of us all. We just got to read. So when Peter said this right here to him, to the Almighty before he was taken up, we clear what he was saying. See, he had to say all of what you just got to read because we expect for you to know that part when he read this verse 6. 1:6 says what?
Which Peter you tell him to go to?
Let's go to Acts 1:6.
Oh, I thought it was that.
Acts
okay.
1:6. So now when Peter says what he's saying now, with that in mind, you clear what he's talking about. when he asked the question before he was taken up, but you got that 426 in your leg. When Peter says this, you are not, it will be clear what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody be kicking, you want that point to be brought out when you go to one of them rooms and sit there and listen to the teacher, that teacher. And you'll tell them, hey, come in there. You need to bring out this part right here. You just can't be all over the place. You read, now you know what the mother of us all is. So when Peter asked his question, with that in mind, and what Peter said in 1 verse 6.
Acts chapter 1 verse 6. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Yahweh, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel, Yahweh Judah?
They clear. Hey, actually, is he going to do it again? So we clear, and we know the location. They go by. And we even know the location according to the Bible. Where is it at? Ezekiel 5:5. We even know where the location at. Read it. Mother GF Israel, 5:5 Ezekiel. We even know the location. We clear by looking in our Bible exactly where our homeland is at by looking at Ezekiel 5:5.
Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 5. Thus says Yahweh, this is Yahweh Judah. I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about earth.
So we know our homeland is the center capital of the world. We know our homeland is the center capital of the world. We're the center of the middle of the earth. That's where our land starts at. It spreads out all four directions. We know clearly that we not off in no corner nowhere. We off, our land starts the center capital of the world. So you look at a map, and you look right in the center of it, and just blow it all out from there. That's the land of Yahweh Judah. Israel. Shem's land. Adam's land. The heavenly land. Center capital of the world. It's in between everything. The middle of the earth. Yeah. So we got to be able to break all this down and paint the pictures for those that are going to come after us. We got to paint. We know solidly who that, now we going to find out who that wicked is. Now, we got the righteous. The righteous is the one that understand the information you just got through. Now, when you got that, now you're full of the righteous spirit. Don't give you a kick and a jerk and give you knowledge of understanding. As your 9:22, because you got to be clear about the wicked, and we found the wicked covered the face of the earth. We found the wicked got a whole lot of robbers. Now we're going to Malachi, see the prophet said, but put a name on the wicked. See, all of you got to be knowing these things. And you say, nah, that Bible told all that. Yes, it do. It tells you all of that. Now we're going to read about Moses of Israel about the wicked by name. That cover the face of the earth. That got all the righteous mourning in 29 verse 2. And they done stole everything they can get their mouth on. Hands too, feet too. They done done it all. Then you go and put the name on the wicked by just reading the Bible. All you gotta do is read the Bible. Time just read the Bible. Read it, mother. 1 verse 2 down to verse 4, like you said. Malachi chapter
1,
2 down to verse 4.
Malachi chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. And it reads, I have loved you, says Yahweh, yet you say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says Yahweh, yet I love Jacob, polluted for Israel. Verse 3. And I hate Esau and lay his mountain and his heritage waste for the dragon of the wilderness. Verse 4. whereas Esau said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate place. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the borders of wickedness, and the people against whom Yahweh has indignation forever.
Now, again, are you teaching one of the rooms? Are you minding the teacher? Now who's gonna break that down? Now who's gonna go in there and break that down and make it plain, paint the picture? Now who's gonna go in there and paint the picture to the young mind that's coming up? Now who's gonna paint that picture that Moses of Israel just got through reading in verse 2 down to verse 4 and make it plain for the young mind that's in your class? Or you there watching another teacher teach, and then you're going to say, well, hey, teacher, paint that picture for these young minds in the classroom. Now, who's going to paint the picture? Who's going to paint that picture? You see it? Look at Mother E. Mother E. See, that's the point we're saying. We don't know who's studying and who's what. See, you got to be able now reading. They say is reading. But reading with understanding and helping young minds to understand things, that's totally different. We got to help young minds. Now watch Mother E help young minds in Malachi chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Watch Mother E take care of business. Come on, Mother E.
Well, I'm going to try. Okay. So, at the beginning, it's talking to Israel. Y'all are talking to Israel. And in verse 2, it's saying that Yahweh loved Israel, but Esau, he hated. But we have to get, I guess, other verses to go with that to understand that, because Esau gave up his birthright, and he sold his birthright to Jacob, but the giving the righteous, I don't know how to say it, the commandment, I said the commandment would give to Jacob, the name would change to Israel, because Esau, in the beginning, I think it's Genesis 25, where that Yahweh said that it would be two nations, and that would be Jacob and Esau. So verse 4, Esau is thinking that he rules, and he think that he is prodigy. He think he's, to me what he said, he do whatever he wants to. Because he don't believe in Yahweh, I put it that way. So he think he can just do however he want to and whatever he want to. And that's the, he is the border of weakness. He's the border of weakness. Jacob is of righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can live with that. We can live with that. But let's we'll stop right there. We're gonna bring Mother Z in, and she's going to address this national audience, and then we'll just we'll get back with that. But see, that's the point we make. You know, we have to be in between and time to come. We know it's going to happen. So we have teachers got to be in place. They got to know what to look for. And by all that do one thing, come into one of the classrooms, and we know one thing about what we have to do. If they put them on the table, we got to draw the picture. We're just not another ministry. We're the ministry that's going to show the world coming after us how to protect themselves according to his book. So we find out plainly that grace is a teacher. It's a teacher of righteousness. And righteousness is the teacher of the first five books. And then we're going to get a name on righteousness after. And matter of fact, we're going to get a name on the righteousness and come on the stage, those on the panel, tell me what we can read about this righteousness out of this book. That's after Mother Z. She could address the national audience, and she's going to show the national audience and tell them exactly what they need to do to get back up under some Yahuwah, point them the right direction. I say it like that. We're going to bring in Mother Z and point this national audience the right way. But we're going to bring her in and let her start talking about it. So when you meet the mothers out of Cavon, a loud voice, you said, Mother Z, tribe of Yahuwah Judah, Yahuwah BJC, right?
Yahuwah bless and keep you, dear Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, we know you are a great thinker, and the fact of the matter is you're hearing the nice on stage. They're on stage now. They're on the panel on stage, and we're trying to get them where the point that we got to step it up for those to come. So now, what you got for this national audience, on what they got to do, or whatever the Almighty put on you to tell them, you take your time and bring it out, Mother Z. You're on the clock. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to read for the national audience tonight in Zechariah, the 12th chapter. I'm going to start reading at verse 1, but I'm going to skip some. And I'm going to read starting at verse 1. The burden of the words of the Yahuwah for Israel, say it. The Yahuwah which stretched forth the heaven and laid the foundation of the earth and formed the spirit of man within him. In verse 2, Zechariah 12, verse 2, behold, I will make Yahuwah Judah a cup of trembling unto all the people round and about, where they shall be in the fight both against Yahuwah Judah and against Yahuwah Judah. Verse 3, and in that day will I make Yahuwah Judah stone. I just say be stoned for all people, all the burdens, all that burden themselves within it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. Verse 4, in that day, said the Yahuwah, I will smite every horse with a and his riders will him, and I will open my eyes upon the house of Yahuwah Judah and will smite every horse of the people will be. Then I'm going to skip down and go to verse 12, verse 10. And I will pull upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Yahdah Judah the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me who thus has peace, and they shall mourn for him as one mourn for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Verse 11, in that day shall they be a great mourning in Yahdah Judah as the mourning of, go to verse 12, and the land shall mourn, even every family apart the family of the house temple of David apart, and the wives apart the family of the house of Samuel apart, and the wives apart the family of the house of the Levites apart, and the wives apart the family of apart, and the wives apart all the families that round every family apart, and their wives apart. And I'm just going to say, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Thank you, Mother E. Mother Z. Oh, that's all right. Excellent. Okay. I see the WCC just drop a statement on that. Well, no, see, we got to mute somebody behind this. We understand you're going to do what you got to do. Now, I'm going back to the ones on stage on the panel, Brother Marcus of True Israelite, and tell me exactly what is our righteousness that we can read. Now, we want to know what is our righteousness that we can read. So he's saying it's about our righteousness. So we're back to the panel.
I got something.
You got something? What is our righteousness that we can read? State where you from? Where you from? Campo, Detroit, Michigan. She said she got something. Come on, Campo. What you got that we can read? That's our righteousness.
Okay. Okay. And Psalm 119:137.
Hold on a minute. So now we asked a question about we find out our righteousness. We find out, like I said, when we come back, I want somebody on the stage to bring up what can we read about our righteousness. We want to read something about our righteousness. What is that we talking about is our righteousness? What is this, our righteousness? That's my question. Hold on now. I have big ears too now. So now we want to hear the number one answer to our righteousness that we can read. We want to hear what you talking about, our righteousness. Now, Campo says, I got something. Now, what you got, Campo?
Psalm 119:137.
Well, hold on. So she said you got some Psalm 119:137. Now, this is going to break down our righteousness. What does it say?
Righteousness art thou, O Yahuwah, and upright are thy judgments.
Excellent.
Verse 130, 138, thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful.
Now that's right there. Now can I get the number one statement on our righteousness? Now who on the stage can step up and give us the number one answer on our righteousness? I think that was a great one too. But what's the number one answer that we can read? Now who will give us the number one answer that we can read? Moving back up Jeremiah, and I'm giving a number one answer we can read. So Michael McGinn, another show. Let's find out the number one answer to our righteousness. Let's go to Jeremiah, Mother E, and we look right down at the 23rd chapter, verse number 6, Jeremiah, the number one answer to our righteousness.
Jeremiah 23:6.
Yes, ma'am. The number one answer. We want to know who is our righteous that we can read. Number one.
Okay. Jeremiah chapter 23:16. In this day, God thy Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called the Yahweh, our righteousness.
Yes. That's the number one here. So our righteousness is Yahweh, but that's open. Maybe that's Camp Folklore Table. That's excellent too, but it's number one. Because if we know we will be saved in his day. We'll find out more about that on tomorrow's broadcast if that's the way Yahweh wants to be. We're going to bring our elder in to bring you back who bring this broadcast and what time we got left. We'll come back with the mothers for the close. But right now, elder, come on back on the clock and let the world know who brings this broadcast. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank him for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Well, it looks like we learned quite a bit about righteousness and wicked and things that were going on in that particular sense. It brought me back to thinking about the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, before it began. 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You know, that's what we do. We go for the righteousness of Yahweh, and we get to his kingdom. And knowing that, this is what we're here for, to welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, as you're beginning to see, about Yahweh's word. Getting so many things from the books, as was mentioned, you ask questions, how can you get all this from one book? It comes from connecting the books of Yahweh's word. We even speak about your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is information you came to seek and have to look no further. You have found it now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under this big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Just click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking S, again you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Aqua, O you tendants of the people. Give unto the Aqua glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Aqua the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." When doing this, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahweh loves that you'll forgive her. Also, donations to the ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also for building a school, which you see is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, don't forget to check the calendar while there. Calendar will help keep you and family and friends in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. Just enter three words to get there. Yahweh Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into a live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is YHDH. YSRAEL at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number. That's 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone the 6 and 9 camps of Yahshua's ministry. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what we have available as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. If you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except Fridays. Program time is repeated after 10:30. To get there, enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, during the normal broadcast, we are usually transmitting our program simultaneously on Pell Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer the discussed topics on the table will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. No comments will be taken off topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. But if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pell Talk. Yahweh be with you all. But remember, don't try to win at Bump the Gums contests when you're trying to learn the words of Yahweh. We mention this quite often. You will miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. We will continue to rehearse the righteous act, and I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Mother Z dropped a profound statement on her reading and the passage in Zechariah. And before we get to closing statement, hold on to read a little bit over here in the 12th chapter, verse 10. Y'all and I want to know what we would do about this verse here. This is a big verse. We're tied in basically what we've been talking about, period. We want to read half of this verse right here and see how we're going to connect this for the young ones that's coming up. We'll be clear about this verse. Hey, yeah, look at that verse, Zechariah chapter 12, and read half of verse 10 there. Come on. Zechariah chapter 12, and pick up verse 10, let's see exactly what this, let's see can we get some understanding in the classroom. We all stage now, so we bring it to the classroom. And so the panel be prepared to answer this question after the elder read it that was read by Mother Z in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Give me a half of it, come on.
Zechariah chapter 12, reading half of verse 10. 10 says, "And I will pour upon the house, family of David, upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Yadav, the spirit of the grace of supplications, and they shall look upon me."
Good, right there. Read it one more time.
And I will pour. Okay, here we go. "And I will pour upon the house, the family of David, upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Yadav, the spirit of the grace and of supplications, and
why
they shall look."
Why right there? So he says, "I will pour upon the family, the nation of David," talking about southern kingdom, "upon the inhabitants of Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom." What are you going to pour on them? The spirit of grace. He said, this is what, he's going to pour on them the spirit of grace. So now, pointing toward the same thing we've been talking about all 3 hours. So what do we mean that we can read by pouring upon southern kingdom, God, Judah, he going to pour upon them the spirit of grace? Okay, teaching ministry, we're just going to get ready at it. More GF Israel. Because most likely we're going to ask you the same thing tomorrow. But he's clear that he's going to pour upon the spirit of grace. Now, we're going to have to be clear what he's talking about. What is this spirit of grace you're going to pull up on? Southern kingdom, Yahweh Judah. So we're going to Acts chapter 10. And we'll find out exactly what he's going to pull up on them in verse number 45. Backed up with Mother Eve in 1:23 of Proverbs. Now, he's letting you know, in that day, that day is now. What got to be poured upon the southern kingdom is the spirit of grace. So grace is an action word. It's not that he done it all for you. It's a timeline of pouring upon you the spirit of grace. What's he talking about? We find out that the spirit of grace is righteous. We find out righteousness was keeping Torah instruction. But he said, I'm going to pour on them the spirit of grace. What are you talking about that we can read? Come on, Mother.
Acts chapter 10, verse 4. 10:45.
Yes, ma'am.
Acts chapter 10, verse 45. And it reads, "And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles, the 10 northern tribes, also were poured out the gift of the righteous spirit."
Back up. And what is that? What is this righteous spirit? Now back up to 44. Now watch what the righteous spirit is. You're going to pull it out on you, the righteous spirit. 44.
Acts chapter 10, verse 44. "While Peter yet spake these words, the righteous spirit fell on all them which heard the word.
You see, this book is saying, it don't give you a knee jerk or kicking around in a split and fall out and somebody throw a shield down. That is called bewitching from Satan the devil. The spirit that he's pulled on you is his word. His word of what? Come on, Bobby.
Proverbs 1:23.
And Mother have me a second Ezra 5:22. And this is what they'll give you. This is what the Spirit will give you. See, remember, you got to paint the picture. If you don't paint the picture, we're not doing our job on painting the picture. He's saying that damn a pull on Southern Kingdom, this spirit of grace. So we find out this grace is going to pull on you is that word. And we get a track of witness by reading Proverbs 1:23. Then we're going to swing back down and tie in exactly what he's talking about in 2 Ezra 5:22. Listen good.
Okay.
Mother, be up Israel and 2 Ezra 5:22. Going to be coming around now.
What? Second Ezra 5:22.
Be ready to go in 5:22 after Mother reads this.
Okay.
Proverbs 1:23. Turn you at my reproof. Be righteous. I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my word unto you.
Ain't that so? So you see what he's going to do? And that's what he's doing right now. He's pouring out the spirit of grace from the six anointed camp of bosses of the church of life. We're making the world understand his words. His words, see, right? Not no jerk and kick and saying, well, I'm righteous. You righteous when you keeping the word. You righteous when you keeping the Torah instruction. You got to have the right spirit to show them exactly, well, I'm righteous, I'm good and all that. Okay, baby. But righteous and good is keeping the Torah instruction. And this is what it'll do for you, 2 Ezra 5:22. And Mother E. Have me 9:22 of Daniel's waiting on. Come on.
2 Ezra 5:22. And my soul recovered the spirit of understanding. And I
right
began
there.
To...
Right there. What you got to have is poured on you as grace is the spirit of understanding. I'm going to pour out my spirit of grace on you. That grace is going to give you what he'll give you time to get his understanding. And when you got his understanding, Mother E, you have what in Daniel 9:22?
Book of Daniel 9:22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding.
Ain't that nice? That's nice. See, that's how you, when the classroom comes, we got to make sure we give them not just reading a bunch of passages, we're giving them skills and understanding. And that's the key thing, right? You got to give them skill and understanding what? Understanding what? The Almighty's Word. Huh? We got to understand Almighty's Word. That is giving them skill and understanding.
And Princess,
give me and show me what you'll look like in a closing statement. Give me Proverbs 1:1 down to verse 3 in a closing statement. Proverbs, I mean, make a song, chapter 1, 1, 2, and 3. Now, when you got the fear and understand, you got the knowledge of the Almighty Yahuwah. Now, what I want from you is to go to Psalms 1, 1, down to verse 3. And so when we look at you, this is what we want to see. 1, 1, down to verse 3, and close the statement. And we'll get back on it again tomorrow. Come on.
Psalms 1, verse 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the unyahqually, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2. But his light delight is in the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, and in his Torah instructions does thy meditate day and night. Verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper.
Yeah. So we'll look for that attribute on when you got the spirit of Yahuwah, the spirit of grace. That's how you supposed to look when we look at you. Otherwise, you know, a tree planted by the water site, that thing's up there forever. Can't afford to chart mission.
My closing statement is John 6, verse 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Alleluia, qua, alleluia, qua.
Hallelujah.
Exactly. Mother
E, closing statement,
you
on the clock, come on.
Yeah. My closing statement, I just thank and praise Yahweh for this class. And thank and praise Yahweh for the teacher. And I accept the class. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hey, you hear Mama Lee say, hold on. All you got to do, hold on. The land coming, the banquet hall coming, school coming. We're going to teach the one that got ear to hear how to deal with for Yahuwah to intervene. You got to get this right. You got to have a spirit of grace, grace pulled on you. The spirit of grace is understanding his word. It'll give you skill and understanding. Mother D up Israel. Hold and save me. You're on the clock, come on.
Psalms 37, verses 3. Trust in Yahuwah and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and truly thou shalt be fed. Verse 4. Delight yourself also in Yahuwah, and he shall give thee the desires of thine mind. Verse 5, commit your way unto Yahuwah. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
And you know, put an exclamation mark on that being good by looking at Romans chapter 7, verse 1, verse 12. You might want to tie it in there, Mother D of Israel. Because it's all about doing good. It's all about trusting Yahuwah and do good. Let's find out what we're talking about by painting that picture in Romans 7, 1 and 12.
Romans 7, verses 1 and verse 12. Verse 1. Know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the Torah instruction, how that the Torah instruction have dominion over a man and woman as long as they live. Verse 12. Wherefore, the Torah instruction is righteous, and the commandments are righteous and just and good.
Mm-hmm. And let's find out in Revelation 21, 14 and 15. Before we...